Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Jamie and Stoney with you. Jamie Samuelson along with Mike Stone. Glover Quinn announced his retirement from the Lions and from the NFL. The Lions had obviously already parted ways with him, but he announced he will no longer play. And Glover Quinn was here for six seasons with the Lions and was a really good player.
Really good.
A guy who played every game, a guy who was a stand-up guy to talk to, a leader on the field, I think a leader off the field, just a solid representative of the NFL and of the Detroit Lions. And I know that members of the media who cover the Lions on a week-in, wake-up basis, day-in, day-out basis, will be sorry to see him go, because you could always count on Glover for a thoughtful quote and a thoughtful observation. And it wasn't just like lip service / sound bites. I mean, he really thought about what he said, and he was a good dude. Okay. So Stoney, we were thinking Glover Quinn will never be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. He will never be put in the Lions Ring of Honor. And I don't remember him playing in a Pro Bowl, but apparently he played in one Pro Bowl as a member of the Detroit Lions. So what we wanted to do was use you as our resource, and you being the listener out there, 248-539-9797 or ticket text 97136. Who would go in the Michigan Sports Hall of Good?
The Hall of Very Good.
Not Hall of Fame.
Right.
The Hall of Good.
Now, I have a question for you.
I don't set the rules.
Okay.
We set the rules together, me and you. Go ahead.
All right. Like, is a guy who, for instance, I'm thinking of like Max Scherzer. He was really good here. Did he play long enough to even to get in our Hall of Very Good?
Max Scherzer's too good for the Hall of Good.
Okay, okay.
Max Scherzer won the Cy Young Award as a member of the Detroit Tigers, and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
So no awards then? Are we saying that?
It would have to be maybe a Lady Bing. I'm not putting
anybody. So Grant Hill is not in the Hall of Good.
He's not in the Hall of Good. Okay. He was a multiple-time All-Star.
Okay, I'm crossing him out.
Yes. No, Grant Hill, I'm sorry. Am I the selection committee?
Yeah.
Greg and Paul we can use on the selection committee as well.
So multiple All-Star games might take somebody out of the Hall.
Right. Again,
I have a few that are, I think, definitely
like I'm going to throw another name out, okay? And you tell me if you accept this guy into the Hall of Good. Chris Draper. Now, Chris Draper did win the Selke one year, okay? But he scored some big goals. He was a fast forward, good defense. Stoney, you're laughing. You don't even think Chris Draper deserves to be in the Hall of Good?
Yeah, he deserves. I just wasn't thinking of him. I was thinking more offensive minded players, but I can see him in here.
Greg, Hall of Good, Chris Draper.
I like the entry, Hall of Good.
Yeah.
Was there for all of the Stanley Cup teams, right?
Literally every Stanley Cup team.
Yes.
Yes, he was there. He is one of the few guys, right, who's got four rings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have Glover Quinn in the Hall of Good. We have Chris Draper in the Hall of Good.
I'd like to nominate Carlos Guillen in the Hall of Good.
Interesting.
He might have played in an All-Star game or two, but Carlos Guillen was really good.
Yeah.
He wasn't great. He was really good.
I like Carlos Guillen in the Hall of Good.
We do have one. Specifically, Paul mentioned this one. Guy I don't think was ever an All-Star, has one of the most notable plays in Detroit sports history, and Tayshaun Prince.
Tayshaun Prince, definitely Hall of Good. Now, Evan Jenkins would argue that he should have his number retired by the Detroit Pistons.
That would take him out of the Hall of Very Good.
Yeah. Which the Pistons have really ruined the Hall of Good, because there's some guys who are on the Pistons who have their numbers hanging in the rafters at the LCA who would automatically be in our Hall of Good, but because their numbers were retired, I'm thinking of you, Vinny Johnson.
I think that's where the Hall of Good is.
At the Palace.
At the Palace?
Yes.
248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136.
Now, this might piss people off because they might think he's too good for the Hall of the Very Good.
Matthew Stafford?
No. Oh. Chris Spielman.
Ooh, Stoney. Very controversial entry.
I think this is the test case scenario.
I think he is the, he's like the Mendoza
because
line.
Because he's not in the Ring of Honor.
Which is a joke.
Right. He played in a couple of Pro Bowls. Certainly not a Hall of Famer.
First of all, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I do agree with you in theory.
It's controversial because people love him.
But I do think one of the supporting rules of the Hall of Good, like if you go into a Lions game over the last 5 or 6 years, I defy you to point out to me the fan wearing the Glover Quinn jersey, right?
Yeah.
I mean, did any fan buy the GQ? I don't think
I
so.
I didn't see too many of those.
Spielman, man.
Yes,
people loved Spielman. He was like the heart and soul. So I don't know. But then again, after he left, Stephen Boyd stepped in and did a lot of the things that that he did.
Yeah. He was a white linebacker.
Speaking of middle linebackers, how about Stephen Tulloch for the Hall of Good?
Yeah. Did he play here long enough?
I don't know. That's a good question. He was not here very long, but while he was here, he was very good.
He was very good.
He was good. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Paul in Madison Heights. 97 won the ticket. Hello, Paul.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a guy a lot of people probably never even heard of, but he's from Grosse Pointe, and he's a tennis player. His name was Aaron Krickstein.
Stoney, have you heard of Aaron Krickstein?
Yes, I know him very well. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. He was on the tour. He played in all the majors. He played all the great names. Never won squat.
Okay. I mean, do you want to do a deep dive on tennis here, Stoney, or not?
Not a deep dive, but yes, he would definitely qualify. He was good.
But he's one of the greatest players ever to come from Michigan.
True. Well,
now, on the tour, he was not, you know, he's best known for the Connors match in 91 at the U.S.
Right.
Open, but
He made it to the semis in Australia, I believe, one year.
I mean, greatest tennis players in Michigan history, if you don't count the Williams sisters, even though they were born here. They were raised in Southern California.
So it's him, it's Malvi Washington.
And Northwestern's very own Todd Martin.
Right.
Martin actually got to Grand Slam finals.
Right, and the Jensen brothers.
Yeah. So I don't know if you can say one of the greatest tennis players in the history of the sport would be in our Hall of Good.
But that's an interesting selection.
Well, you know, we'll put him in the tennis wing because I don't think the tennis wing's going to be very populated.
There's probably a lot of cronk guys, too. You could put in for, one of the McCrory.
Oh, boxers?
Yeah, one of the McCrorys that, you know, not Milton McCrory, maybe Steve McCrory.
Boxing's so weird because,
they have so many titles.
Right.
So that would disqualify them.
Like James Toney
he's too good. Yeah.
Even though he was only good for like a day.
All right, so I'm giving you unpopular ones like Chris Spielman. I'm going to give you another unpopular one. He was very good.
Matthew Stafford?
No, stuff was the Stafford stuff.
Why?
Because he'll get in the Ring of Honor someday.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, he's really good. He had some really historic seasons in Detroit for Detroit sports history. People love him. Mickey Redmond.
Oh, interesting.
50 goal seasons.
Yeah.
Really good player.
Yep.
Not great. Mickey was not great. He was good.
Yeah.
And we love him.
They're holding a roast for him.
I know.
Don't you think anybody who has a roast held for him automatically moves on from the Hall of Good to the Hall of Great?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Well, to check
I'll put
the
Mickey
roast.
In. I'll put Mickey in.
Okay.
A lot of Lions. Like, I started all of a sudden, like, Lions came flooding through this list, which makes me think maybe that's why they have never won. Is they don't have that next level guy enough. They do occasionally.
Yes.
But like I was thinking, like there's one here on the ticket text that I thought of, Benny Blades.
I got him down.
Good player.
Yeah, really good player.
Another one, fear from Derek and Wixom, I thought of as well. Brett Perriman.
Oh, I love Brett Perriman.
Good player. Just a good player.
Now somebody else has Johnny Morton. I wouldn't put him in. He was good.
He was
borderline, you know?
He was borderline in the Hall of Good.
Yes.
What about someone where great was expected, but only good delivered? Like, I feel like we're getting a lot of, like, quote-unquote, blue-collar lunch pail guys. But say a guy like Jeff Backus.
Yeah.
Who, I mean,
he was good.
He was a starter here for a decade.
Was he very good, though?
No, but it...
That's the Hall of Good.
It's like the Hall of Good.
He was...
But you take a guy like Primo, okay? Primo's viewed as a disappointment here because of Jágr. He was a good player, though.
Yes. Well, what about Bob Probert? I mean, come on.
But Probert is thought of as maybe the greatest fighter in the history of the game.
Okay.
You know? Right. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, personally, but nobody agrees with me. Because he was the greatest at one part of the sport, which is undeniably part of the sport.
Right.
All right, let's roll through the call, shall we? Dan on a cell phone on 97 won the ticket. Hello, Dan.
How about Slava Kozlov?
Great entry.
First ballot.
Yes.
First ballot entry. The guy scored huge goals for the Red Wings, but he was obviously probably the least distinguished part of the Russian Five. Didn't get the same attention the other guys get for obvious reasons. But man,
yeah, doesn't he lead the Wings in game winning goals in the playoffs or something too, or something?
He might. I mean, we can look that up. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. Let me put it that way. Because especially in 95, 96, 97, 98, it just seemed like he had this knack for just huge goals, right?
Right. Somebody on Ticket Text actually mentioned Doug Brown.
Oh.
Now, does Doug Brown qualify?
I liked Doug Brown a lot.
I know.
I liked him too. I don't think he was good enough to be in the
Hall of Fame. I tried to look this up to find out if it was true. He said in his Doug Brown text, I think he was, at one point, the NHL career goal leaders for players who never scored over 20 goals in a season.
How do you determine that stat?
I have no idea. I tried looking it up. I couldn't find it.
That's a weird stat. Remember his nickname? Brownov?
Brownov.
Yes, because he played with the Russians before the Russian Five was constructed.
Now, you mentioned like the blue-collar guys we're getting a lot of. How about this one on the Ticket Text? Corey Schlesinger.
Oh, he was the greatest six-round draft pick of all time. let's go to Bill on a cell phone on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm really, I'm going to propose the first wing in the Hall of Good, and that's Detroit Lions place kickers. You put Eddie Murray, Jason Hansen, and Matt Prater in there, and name me a kicker in the last 40 years other than those three.
Rich Carlos.
No, the dude from the Eagles. Who do we have that?
Nate Freeze.
No. The good kicker for the Eagles, who left.
Yeah, we had that one period between. Oh, yeah.
The left footed.
David Akers.
Akers.
David Akers kicked here.
Yeah.
Nate Freeze. Yes, we had. We had Alex Henery.
Yes.
Look, Jason Hansen played more games than any Lion ever, and he scored more points than any Lion ever. He's too good for the Hall of Fame.
I think Jason Hansen's on the Ring of Honor, or he will be.
And same with Murray. If he's not, he will be, right? Or he is. I don't know. And I think those guys are too good.
Hansen is, Murray's not.
Okay. Don't you think those guys are too good?
No, because Eddie Murray's big miss drops him a little bit.
Okay.
It's from the too good category.
Let's go to Jason on a cell phone next for the Hall of Good on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jason.
So I want to nominate somebody from each of the four majors.
Okay.
For my basketball, I got Chucky Ekins.
Chucky.
Chucky. For hockey, I got the great Glenn Hanlon, the Fishhooks.
Carrot.
And then also for baseball, I got Travis Fryman.
Okay.
And football, I wanted to say Backus, but since you already mentioned him, I'm going to go with Raiola.
I thought about Dom as well. I think that's a really good pick. I'm going to veto Chucky.
I am too.
Atkins. He was a good player, but he was only here for a couple
of
years.
And I'm going to veto the Carrot, also Glenn Hanlon. I mean, okay. He had a big win when they came from behind to beat Toronto from 3-1 down in 87, but no. I don't think he qualified.
Fryman was a very good player.
Yeah.
Fryman's probably in.
Fryman's in.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. If you'd like to participate in our Hall of Good, any nominees for the Jamie and Stoney Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.